W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of A Complicated Kindness by Miriam Taves. Narrated by Miriam Taves.
Chapter 1. I live with my father, Ray Nickel, in that low brick bungalow out on Highway Number 12. Blue shutters, brown door, one shattered window. Nothing great. The furniture keeps disappearing, though. That keeps things interesting. Half of our family, the better-looking half, is missing. Ray and I get up in the morning and move through our various activities until it's time to go to bed. Every single night around 10 o'clock, Ray tells me that he's hitting the hay. Along the way to his bedroom, he'll stop in the front hallway and place notes on top of his shoes to remind him of the things he has to do the next day. We enjoy staring at the northern lights together. I told him, verbatim, what Mr. Queering told us in class, about how those lights work. He thought Mr. Queering had some interesting points. He's always been mildly interested in Mr. Queering's opinions, probably because he's also a teacher. I have assignments to complete. That's the word, complete. I've got a problem with endings. Mr. Queering has told me that essays and stories generally come organically to a preordained ending that is quite out of the writer's control. He says we will know it when it happens, the ending. I don't know about that. I feel that there are so many to choose from. I'm already anticipating failure. That much I've learned to do. But then what the hell will it matter to me while I'm snapping tiny necks and chucking feathery corpses onto a conveyor belt in a dimly lit cinder block slaughterhouse on the edge of a town not of this world? Most of the kids from around here will end up working at Happy Family Farms, where local chickens go to meet their maker. I'm 16 now, young to be on the verge of graduating from high school, and only months away from taking my place on the assembly line of death. One of my recurring memories of my mother, Trudy Nickel, has to do with the killing of fowl. She and I were standing in this farmyard watching Carson and his dad chop heads off chickens. You'd know Carson if you saw him. Carson Entz, arm farter in the back row, president of the Pervert Club, says he's got a kid in Pansy, a small town south of here. Troubled boy, but that's no wonder, considering he used to be the snowmobile suit killer. I was 8 and Trudy was about 35. She was wearing a red wool coat and moon boots. The ends of her hair were frozen because she hadn't been able to find the blow dryer that morning. "Look," she'd said. She grabbed a strand of hair and bent it like a straw. She'd given me her paisley scarf to tie around my ears. I don't know exactly what we were doing at Carson's place in the midst of all that carnage. It hadn't started out that way, I'm pretty sure, but I guess carnage has a way of creeping up on you. Carson was my age, and every time he swung the axe, he'd yell things at the chicken. He wanted it to escape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?